USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signs the $480 billion stimulus package at the White House. The president also clarifying his comments from yesterday's briefing about injecting disinfectant.
I was asking the question sarcastically to reporters like you just to see what would happen. Disinfectant for doing this, maybe on the hands would work. And I was asking the question of the gentleman who was there yesterday, Bill, because when they say that something will last 3 or 4 hours or 6 hours, but if the sun is out or if they use disinfectant, it goes away in less than a minute. Did you hear about this yesterday? But I was asking a sarcastic and a very sarcastic question to the reporters in the room.
Georgia is beginning to lift some of their lockdown restrictions, and protests are taking place in Wisconsin and Michigan over what some feel are too restrictive stay-at-home orders. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working 2 different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Tucked away in the latest coronavirus relief package bill was a provision that allows the House to approve a select committee, 7 Democrats and 5 Republicans, to figure out where the money went to investigate how federal dollars are being spent, U.S. preparedness, and the Trump administration's deliberations regarding coronavirus. Republicans, including Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, believe this committee was not needed.
8 different entities doing oversight, but the Democrats won a 9th. Why? This is just a continuation of the attack that the Democrats have had on the president for the past 4 years.
A study published this week by the Journal of American Medical Association concludes that 94% of coronavirus patients in the New York City area, the hardest hit region in the United States, were suffering from another disease other than COVID-19. High blood pressure and obesity affecting the majority of patients. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
While most businesses have been hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic, one sector reports record sales. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has a story.
It's consumer staples that reports a 22% increase since March 23rd as shoppers began stocking up on groceries, cleaning supplies, and, of course, paper products like bathroom tissue. Kimberly Clark of the Irving, Texas-based corporation reports net sales were $5 billion, led by a 13% jump in tissue paper sales. Kimberly Clark's first quarter operating profit went on a tear of $904 million, compared with a year earlier of $655 million. I'm John Clemens.
Thursday night marked the first time in 6 weeks sports fans have had a reason to turn on their televisions as the NFL conducted the first round of the 2020 NFL draft. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the draft is a good distraction from what's going on in the world.
A component of the sports world in the United States and even in some respects worldwide. I want to commend those involved in these decisions to show that we can have something as important as that in a way that safeguards the life, the safety, and the health of the American public.
Rounds 2 and 3 of the draft continue on Friday evening. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.